Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers and Biscuits get set for a series finale with a 5:05 first pitch time. Shuckers have won the last two, and one of the big reasons why they won last night is Carlos Rodriguez, who's alongside me. I'm Javid Blake. Carlos Rodriguez joins us for today's pregame interview. Carlos, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
Last night was incredible. 7 innings, 11 strikeouts, 100 pitches. How fun was it to walk off the mound last night after that kind of appearance?
Yeah, I haven't even gone into the 7th inning in years, so that definitely felt good. I was really stoked about that. I haven't done that since high school, basically. So yeah, it was a really good feeling last night.
What was it like walking off the mound as well after those 11 strikeouts? Because they were coming not just few and far between; they were coming in bunches.
Yeah, it was. I noticed I had 11, so I wanted to get that last 12 strikeout on the last hitter, but I missed my spot on that pitch, so I was like. I got kind of mad after that pitch, but then after my career high, so I was still happy about that.
You got the Powerade bath from Abner post game. What was that like? The Powerade bath from Abner after the game when he launched the cooler on top of you?
Oh yeah, no, I really wasn't expecting that. I thought Ethan would have gotten that because he was getting interviewed, but.
There we go. Well, another thing is you've had a real great year this year, and you followed it up after a terrific year in 2022. What's been the key to continuing that success into 2023?
No, it's definitely staying healthy. One of the main reasons, and being able to pitch and mix my pitches well. And I'm not a big overpower guy, so I think I've been mixing this past 2 years my pitches well for strikes, and being to have that four pitch mix is good for me.
How important is it for you to have all four pitches working to be able to miss bats?
Well, it's great because then you got the hitter thinking they can't sit on one pitch because if not, if the other pitch. So I think that's really important to be able to have four pitches that you're able to throw in the zone and have the hitters thinking about.
One of the big things as well is you and Jefferson Caro have really come up together in this organization. He's caught almost every one of your starts in the Brewers organization. How has that relationship developed between the two of you over the past 2 years?
No, it was great. Caro started catching me in Carolina, and we came up together to Wisconsin. So we've been together for a couple, almost all my starts. So that's a great feeling to have someone that knows me very well.
How much does that familiarity help as a pitcher?
I mean, it's great because we're always on the same page. It's something that we don't get crossed off about, and just being able to I'm at bat and I know I want to throw this pitch and I know he's going to call that pitch because we understand each other at this point.
One of the big things that kind of goes on behind the scenes as a pitcher is the amount of planning that goes into a start between you, the pitching coach, Will Shearholz, and Caro. What does that look like for you going into a start?
Well, I just think the routine is key, staying in the same routine and just staying focused on what you're doing. And if it's going well, don't change anything. So I think it's one of a routine for me is like a big, big reason why I'm doing so well right now.
What's your routine before a start?
Well, it depends. Like today, after a start, it's just conditioning, a little light throwing. We always have that one off day that... And then after that, it's just getting to the gym and then having the day out before I pitch, I take it completely off, just throw a little bit.
One of the big things as well is your mom was at the game last night. How special is it for you to have the family there on one of your best starts of the career?
Yeah, it was really special. It was her birthday yesterday, and she had told me she wanted a no-hitter, but I don't think that's really easy to do at this level, but... at least I was able to give her 11 strikeouts for yesterday.
How special was it too to spend the birthday with your mom?
It was really special. I'm really happy they came out here and visited. So it was. I spent the whole night after the game with them and celebrated.
One of the big things as well is it's such a long season in minor league baseball. 138 games for you as a pitcher. That means almost 30 starts. How important is that surrounding people and your family to help you get through the season?
No, it's really important Part of this game is mostly mental, and like being mentally strong in this game is really important, I think. And just going week by week, I think you will be able to do good in this sport.
Well, Carlos, thanks so much. It was a lot of fun last night. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 5:05.